back in from Danso. Vestergaard attacks that and scores. Manchester United undone defensively again. And Southampton, after their best spell of pressure of the game, get themselves back on level terms. 1-1.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. Remember when Mossy used to come into the studio, Ray?
He's a busy man, James.
It is Father's Day, so we understand that. Good morning, Phil Moss.
Very good morning to you, boy. I'm supposed to have a dad joke, am I?
Well, we have got dad jokes that have been running throughout the program. We're taking the program in a new direction. It's a ratings grab, and it was Ray Thomas that came up with it. It's gone gangbusters, to be honest, Mossy.
Well, I have to say, I don't have a dad joke, to be honest, but I do have a story. This morning, my daughter, Tiana, asked, can I have a bookmark? She's 15 years old and still doesn't know my name.
It's all in the delivery. It's all in the delivery, Mossy. Very good.
Phil likes it. Phil likes it.
You're like a number of our callers that laugh at their own jokes.
Oh, I've always been guilty of that. I've got my two kids sitting in front of me right now shaking their heads. You wouldn't believe the look of disdain on their faces.
That's a real dad joke for them.
I'm with the kids. Liverpool very lucky overnight, 3-0.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jimmy, they can't be lucky every week, can they? Well, surely it's class now, not luck.
They've managed it 4 weeks in a row.
They have, and we'll get on to Manchester United, no doubt, afterwards. But, yeah, no, look, jokes aside, Liverpool and Manchester City did what they had to do overnight, and they march on, and they're looking, both of them are looking very, very ominous. I still think Pep Guardiola will really prioritise the Champions League this season, but in the meantime, they'll be racking up as many points as they can in the Premier League to go back-to-back again. But, I think what really stood out is, and you can only beat what's in front of you, so it's certainly no disrespect to Burnley, who Liverpool got over 3-0, and obviously Brighton, Matty Ryan's Brighton, and Aaron Moy didn't get off the bench in that one. But the class of Manchester City and Liverpool in and around the box, their combination play, their finishing, their understanding, the synchronicity between the players is absolutely at a different level to anyone else in the league.
What do you make then, Phil, of Man U and Chelsea both had draws overnight? They've got off to sluggish starts, haven't they, really?
Yeah, they have. And I'll tell you what, Ray.
Jim's just giving me a death stare there too, by the way, Phil.
Well, it's a death stare of resignation, no doubt, because you're not saying anything that's not true. But, I think as you said, the sluggish start of those teams has really been capitalised on by the likes of Leicester, Crystal Palace, West Ham. They're sitting third, fourth and fifth. It's early days, of course, so we're not paying too much attention to the table. But another one who's doing not too badly is Sheffield United. They play a really brave 3-5-2 system under their manager. It got them promotion. Chris Wilder, sorry, I was looking for his name, searching through the depths of my brain. But Chris Wilder got them promoted playing this system. And they continue to do okay. They're 5 points from 12. First time they've been promoted in 12 years. They got a 2-2 against Chelsea at Stamford Bridge, which is not an easy place to go. But, yeah, Lampard just hasn't quite settled yet and got the desired start to the Premier League he was hoping for.
All right, give the listeners your moral. Mm.
Yeah, I've got a moral, Jimmy, and you know that I don't have any morals, but given we're talking finding a best bet, I'm going with Spurs to win 2-1 in the London Derby tonight, and Harry Kane, the first goal scorer. It's paying around the $30 mark. So when it gets up, I expect that you will call that out next Sunday, Jimmy.
Absolutely. More than happy to call that out. By the way, your mate Robbie Slater had a go at you about your first goal scorer when he said, this is it. It was Harry Kane. And he went, Harry Kane, how predictable is that? And he went, Aubameyang. How do you say that? Pierre-Emerick
Aubameyang.
Aubameyang, who's also $5. And I said, well, hang on, he's $5 as well. He said, yeah, but he's harder to say.
<There you go. laughs>
Well, the only shock in all of that is that Robbie Slater had a go at me again.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You're used to Phil. It's all good. Hey, exactly. Phil, the Socceroos have arrived in camp ahead of that World Cup qualifier again.
Days ago, he arrived a couple of days earlier than the squad just to get everything done and his reconnaissance ready and clear his brain before the players came into camp. And he was really excited with the squad that he was about to announce, which he did announce yesterday. It's Operation Rejuvenation of the Socceroos. Yeah. There's 12 players with 10
like
caps
yeah.
or less. The likes of Armini, Borello, Goodwin, Ryan Grant, Rustic, who's a player to really keep an eye on. Adam Taggart, believe it or not, he's been around the Socceroos for a long time, but he's only about 8 caps, I think, or maybe even 5. But he's been scoring for fun in the Korean, the K-League with Suwon Blue Wings. So between Taggart and McLaren, obviously he's playing at Melbourne City. That's where we need some goals to come from as our go-to number nines. But, you know, also Matt Leckie, you know, he's one of the elder statesmen now. So there's 400, combined total of 400 caps with our experienced boys, but there's a lot of inexperience as well. So the blend looks pretty good for that Kuwait clash on Tuesday week, September 10.
Up here, like our Tigers get the grand final win over Sydney United. Gee, they've had a tough week, haven't they, Sydney United?
Haven't they, what? They got smashed in the FFA Cup by Western Sydney Wanderers 7-1. But 125 years of combined history between RPL Leichhardt and Sydney United, going way, way, way back to the old State League, the NSL. And this was RPL's 6th State League title, where captain Sean Simmons got the winner in extra time to give him that 2-1 win. I think Sydney United... in the end, 5 games in 14 days, including that cup loss that you just mentioned, Jimmy probably caught up with them in extra time. But RPS 6th State League title and a healthy crowd out there at Bankwest Stadium, 6,500.
The kids so taking you out for lunch or something today, Mossy?
They're just about to take me down to the driving range. I'm not sure if that's to get balls or to drive me mad. But was that another dad joke? No, it should be fun.
No, get on your film. Finish with the one you had. It was a very good one. A very good one. As the great Tom Jones says, always leave them wanting more.
So, exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, guys.
See you,
have a great day. Phil Moss there, our footballing expert.